Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
You, like, said everything. What am I supposed to say?
I know.
337-8874. Hey, good morning, Maria. How are you?
Good. And I hope everyone had, you know, the past couple of weeks, I don't think we've been on the air once, you know, we've
sort of lost our rhythm there.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I hope everybody enjoyed the Midwinter Fair and the air show, and there's been a lot of things going on, so, you know, it's the weather's changing, and it's going to be nice just for a couple of weeks before the summer kicks in, so take advantage of it.
When I had a friend from back east, I went to school with her, and I flipped on Facebook on Saturday. And she said, you'll never believe, you know, she's posting for the whole world to see whatever. And she said, you'll never believe where I am. I'm at this air show. I was like, no. And so, like, I posted back on it, like, in El Centro, question mark. And, yeah, she'd come out west to visit people, and they'd gone on this long, strange trip and kind of ended up at the air show for some strange reason. And you know, what a small world.
It is.
Thousands of miles away ends up at the El Centro air show.
Back from somewhere from Michigan or somewhere over there?
New York, yeah.
New York?
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting.
Very interesting. So today, who do we have and what's going on?
What do we have
for the show?
We have a client show. And client shows typically are pretty interesting things because, you know, once in a while it's kind of cool to take a look under the hood of behavioral health and get a chance to hear from the people who are living their lives. You know, the people who are experiencing recovery in their lives, who have done the hard work with themselves, with their world, and the people that have supported them along the way, as well as that goes. And so today we're going to talk to one of the people who is in the adult MHSA dual diagnosis program. And his name's Richie.
Ricardo.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, let's start with how did you end in... You're not very old.
Excuse me?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah. You're a kid.
I was going to ask you, like, how old do you think I am? You think I'm a kid?
25.
Yeah.
That makes me feel...
young?
Better, no?
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old.
That's where I was going to raise you five. So you've come a long way in your life in a relatively short time, up and down and all over, huh?
I'm still here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you end up starting in a program like dual diagnosis? What kind of went wrong in your life? What kind of went right? What
basically, it was a court order.
Really?
So I had to show my face for a good time, basically for two and a half years. And I'm bilingual. Sometimes I can't say something in English, and the only way I can say it in Spanish sometimes.
Sure.
If I try to mean, I don't know. My vocabulary isn't that good.
See, it's the court order.
Okay. Yeah. So
why did they do that?
I don't know. Maybe that was a jab from life that I had to go through that and. I didn't see it as a problem. Basically, you know, I'm still here. I'm still around. You know, sometimes you got to pay dues, pay bills, and sometimes your liberty is at stake, and then you don't wanna waste time, or you know, like people that they take their I don't know. Like time is very valuable. You know, like
yeah, it is.
It's either you're gonna set a mark or basically be independent, or how can I say it? Get a job.
What was the Kurt gonna do? What was the Kurt gonna do if you didn't?
Nothing. I just went ahead with the rules and.
But you wouldn't have gone through the rules? Or
well, basically, I was gonna
get in.
Well, I say something, get in.
You would have gone to jail?
Jail, yeah. Yeah, basically. But I was in
But then what was, right, but my question is, why were you court ordered? Was it something that you did? Or
Because
usually people don't get sent to have court orders.
It wasn't, you call it stupid in a way that, you know, but I pay my dues. But in a way, that's personal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, you gotta do something, slaps you.
In other words, you were doing something you weren't supposed to, and you were.
Things about, like, es la vida, no? Like, sometimes you gotta, pay your dues, you know, like, time is everything.
Mm-hmm.
337-8874 if you want to call in and ask Ricardo a question this morning. So you're court ordered to go attend mental health programs.
Oh, that was when I was a little kid. That's way different. That's basically right there. That's what my case manager, or basically my advocate. I try to see it as my advocate.
How old were you when that happened?
You can ask that to Mary or my, I don't know. Can you say a couple words, Mary? Basically, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you or Scott. But I guess you want to say a couple words that like save me or something.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mary Science. And you work for Behavior Health.
I work with Behavior Health as a case manager, mental health rehab tech.
She's my advocate.
And I've been working with Ricardo for quite a while with the MHSA program. It just started in July.
Mm-hmm.
Our program does a dual diagnosis. We said it not only it takes care of mental health issues and substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have both problems, we work with it at the same time. We provide them support system. We work with the family, vocational training, therapy, whatever is needed to stabilize the person's life, and then they can continue doing. Like he's doing right now, his vocational training, he's doing real good with that.
Enjoying life.
He has been in the system maybe since 2000, 2001 initially, and has come a long way. He's doing real good right now, very stable, and he's a very legit person. Yeah. And I think maybe he can explain how the program has helped them with help, you know, as to doing your groups.
On a personal level, it's good to sonreír en veces, like, you know, be happy,
smile,
you know, just, like, I think that's the
was
best.
That hard before?
I think that's the best medicine in the world, you know. It's just, like,
was
you know,
that was that hard hard before?
Sometimes
you,
it's very hard
to
try to be happy. Yeah. Sometimes it's very hard.
And before you got into the program, into behavioral health, was it hard for you to be happy?
I don't know. Happy. What can you say about happy?
It's important. You already said it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I can wear those headphones. That way I can hear myself what I'm playing, right? Okay. Thank you, Maru. Okay. Let me check this out. Okay. Hello. No. I'm there.
You're there. We're not experiencing a condition
like
called dead air.
I don't like it.
All right. Let's bring it back. So 2000, 2001, you come aboard. Well, you know, what kind of stuff have you learned about yourself in working with all the people, the different people in behavioral health?
Oh, they're okay. I was thinking about maybe my personal friends or whatever. I was thinking about, but you, now that you mentioned my support group, everybody's, if I'm around somewhere, if I represent somebody like in a way that I don't try to be shady, you know, like I do appreciate, you know, like, you know, like right now Scott, you're one of them, right there. But basically, it feels good when help is around right there. Sometimes people got to work sometimes, you know. So you got to appreciate when people try to help you, even though it's I don't know. I don't like to be the problem. I like to be the solution.
Nice.
To my own way of, like, just survival.
To getting your own life for yourself.
Yeah,
huh?
Try to be happy in a way. Like, You make life. It's not easy. It's not easy, but you make it. It's all on you. What you make your life like, whatever. I don't know.
So what have you made it for you? What kind of stuff you got going on?
Oh, nothing. I just think positive, and I like to think like I got a purpose. I don't like wasting time. Sometimes if I feel, I don't know, behavioral health or my support group has helped me a lot in a way, just trying to be real with myself and trying to be a good person or an independent person or.
You were talking about being independent.
I'm talking basically about life. You know, life itself.
And Mary had mentioned about your vocational training.
I do appreciate whoever tries to help me.
The vocational training.
Vocational training has helped me a lot.
What are you doing?
Right now, I got off at school yesterday at 9 o'clock. I'm more dedicated about my school right now.
What are you doing in school?
I'm already seven months in, and in a way, I thought about the economy like in a little like early right now, right there when Scott was basically listening, like you are listening right now. You gotta say something, Scott. Something. I don't know.
I was thinking
about the economy.
Tell me about hooking up solar stuff.
Good thing comes to us. Wait. Don't try to jinx it or sometimes, you know, something good is coming and you just gotta let it be, you know, don't jinx it, let it happen, you know.
So, the training, but what kind of training are you doing?
Training, everything is so fun because it's very interesting.
Are you learning how to drive a truck or build a house? What are you doing?
Not a truck. I like to think about construction is a very part.
So that's what you're learning to do?
Well, I'm learning to do like everything, you know, starting from housekeeping to like to plumbers and plumbing, like, you know, that's the way, like, that's the lowest to me, you know.
Really? Well, you know what?
I don't try to be the janitor. I try to be the
plumbers charge a lot of money. They do.
But I don't like plumbing.
You don't like plumbing.
So in a way, I was trying to say, like, you know, like, how do you say? What was I talking about, Scott?
What you're gonna be? The stuff you're learning.
The stuff that you're learning.
In vocational school.
Okay. School. School. Okay. All the training, the vocation.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about mostly other things. So right now it's basically I'm the host. Not the host. Try to be the host, but am I the? I'm the guest. Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. I'm speechless right now. I can't even. ask me a couple questions right now.
Well, let's ask Mary a couple of questions.
All right.
So, Mary, for somebody to get into the dual diagnosed program, what is the process, or what can the MHSA dual diagnosed program do to people who qualify for it, meet the criteria?
Well, for the people that meet criteria, he says it's a dual diagnosis program. It treats people with their mental health problems and also substance abuse at the same time. As you know, many years back, that wasn't something that was being done. So this is a new program. It's now involving both treatments at the same time. What we do is we work with the client in linking them to different programs that are available in the community. It can be from social services, IDROP for various trainings that they have. With Ricardo, he was interested at this point. He got to the point where he was interested going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had already gone through setting him up with IDC, but as I knew him more, I saw that maybe just all books wasn't what was going to work for him. So when this vocational training came up, it's to be a solar panel technician.
Wow.
And it's more of it's books, but it's hands-on also.
That's the way to go. Solar panel.
He's got knowledge already in working with construction and various other, working with construction, and he's familiar with the tools. And so when I saw this program come up, I figured that will be easier for him because he can connect his knowledge of what he already knows to what the training is going to be about. And he's been doing good, very, very good. Started with B's. He's getting A's in his classes. He's learning everything.
My solar panels at my house are not working very well right now. So I know who to contact now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, so so the training, he started in August. They will be graduating in June. One thing that I was that I really admired with Ricardo was that when he first started the training, he would say, "If I graduate," for a while. Then after he did so well with himself, one day he told me, "You know what, Mary, I'm not going to use the word if I graduate. Now I'm going to say when I graduate," and which is he's come a long way with that. He's mm-hmm. very, you know.
What's it?
Very positive.
I like to be optimistic. Mm-hmm. And you can't. Sense of humor is very important. So that's a part. What I was talking about earlier, that's a good thing if you try to, like, be happy.
Be happy.
So your sense of humor has to do a lot. Like, just by thinking positive or you know, just, you know, enjoying the day. Today is going to be a very beautiful day. So I like to wake up every morning and tell myself that it's going to be a good day. So
do you enjoy what you're doing, the learning about solar panels?
Yes. It's exhausting. It's very
interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. That way, you never stop learning. It's mm-hmm. like it's like life, you know. But right here, the more you learn, the more salary you're gonna make, you know, because I could be in the air or whatever. Electricians sometimes gotta work in high altitudes.
That's right.
So I don't know. I'm very excited, but in a way I don't like to show it because I don't try to jinx my. I just if good things that are gonna come. I'm just letting it happen, you know, or sometimes, you know, how can I put this? I don't know. Like,
you gotta believe in yourself, though, don't you?
Like, yes, believe in myself, and let good things happen to you, you know. But sometimes, you know, I was speechless right now. It's sometimes happening is like. I don't know.
It's fun being on the radio, huh?
it's good. Oh, okay. Now I got this. It's good to do something. If you're gonna have good things, make sure you earn them.
So you
gotta earn what you got.
There you go. Well said. Okay, we're gonna take a short break. It's top of the hour. We have to do our commercials and stuff. And yours is Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Empiricon Behavioral Health. And we'll be right back after a short break.
You're listening to the complete podcast version of Imperial County's Behavioral Health Service, Let's Talk About It, brought to you by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You are still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe.
And if you want to catch us on podcast, we are available on podcast. Mario typed up the show in a nice little silver bow, and he ships it over to the KXOAM website. So it's KXO.com, and click on Let's Talk About It, and you get a list of shows, and there they are.
Well, if you go into www.kxoradio.com.
Yes.
And it's on the right-hand side.
You're one of those visual people?
Yes.
You're one of those people that when you ask directions, you're like right, left, right, left, right, left, or
no,
are you
why
like,
I have
drive to the big tree and...
That's why I have a navigator, GPS.
Oh, okay. You're like none of the above.
None of the above, I just listen.
You know, I heard last night on the Daily Show, Snoop Dogg is actually a GPS company hired him, and he's the voice that actually tells you to turn right or turn left, or like, yo, you missed that one, didn't you?
Make an.
Can you imagine?
No, it says it tells me make a legal U-turn whenever possible.
Nice.
Legal U-turn.
So it's like not only your advisor on directions, it's your attorney. Welcome back to the show. This is Let's Talk About It. Your voice for wellness 337-8874 is the phone number. You want to give us a call this morning? We're here with Ricardo, and he's a current client in the dual diagnosis program. Working with Mary Steins, working with. Who's your doctor?
My doctor?
Yeah.
That's very confidential.
You don't have to. Is he helping? Is it he or she? Are they helping you out? I guess that's the question.
What was the question again?
You work with the doctor.
Oh, my doctor?
Yeah.
Who's my doctor?
Yeah, you work with the doctor.
Doctor, I got all kinds of doctors. I got a lot of doctors. But, let me see. I don't even know. who is it? Camacho. Okay, my doctor is Dr. Camacho. I just verified it with my advocate, mayor, right here.
You say, but because you have a lot of doctors.
I got a lot of doctors. keep it coming. So, yes, it's Dr. Camacho. Yeah.
Okay. And how? What have you been diagnosed with? What's your diagnosis?
My diagnosis. I'm diagnosed and trying to have a good life. I don't know.
But in a way, I could say. But nobody with a good life can be.
In a way, I'm trying to be stupid, but in a little bit funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was maybe thinking about what's not my diagnosis, my saving Mary.
What has he been diagnosed with, Mary?
The girl's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. He's receiving medication treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's been stabilizing, now we've gone forward with his training, linking mm-hmm. him to training because he's ready for that now.
My dosage, I just remember.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. But he was also using to be the duly diagnosed. That means that he was using something.
Yeah.
He's been diagnosed with something now?
Like you said, he was court ordered, but it was due to having a problem with substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
He did completed the program with substance abuse.
How long has he been clean?
Clean?
Mm-hmm. And no drugs?
Right now, I took a shower in the morning.
But no drugs?
No. I don't know. That's a very direct question. You know, in a way, I don't know if you're insulting me or I'm just being sino que muy directa. Muy directa.
It's a very direct.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria.
It's a very direct question.
Yes, I'd rather not.
Okay, well, I got something I want to go back to, honestly. You know, I keep hearing is it's really not important what label they call you, what dictionary name you get called.
Right.
But for you, it's really important to face every day with a positive attitude and to keep yourself focused on the things you really want in your life.
Or the things that you got to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Yeah.
What's that look like for you? Do you get up and it's like, you know,
that could be a motivation because in a way I like to prove myself that I'm not, you know, in the negative vibe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I am. I'm very confident. In a way, at the end, I know I'm gonna make the right decision or the right choice. Try to every day could be a struggle, you know, but it's harder to go through life day by day, keeping your head up or mm-hmm. just try to be positive or just waking up in the morning and you better presionarse uno, esperar for, you know, good things,
mm-hmm.
you know, good things.
Yeah.
So,
do you ever get a chance to kind of look back and say, man, I've come a long way?
Hey, you know what? Life is hard, but not that hard. But sometimes people got it worse. You know? So I try to appreciate what I got, for instance, family. Family is a big thing to me. So
is your family very supportive?
Yeah, in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good.
So just. Try to keep a positive, how do you say?
Attitude,
or yeah. Be involved in good things. And I like to be involved in good, big things, you know, like future things. You know, I like to, sometimes it's good when you know that your future is going to be, you know, okay. So.
What do you like to do for fun?
For fun?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Read? Wow.
Go to school,
mm-hmm.
go to work. I think that's fun to me. You know, mm-hmm. You gotta. Sometimes it doesn't matter what, how much you make or whatever. You know, it's just very important if you like the job that you're doing. You know, maybe there's people that make a lot of money, but they're not happy with their own career.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you found something that for you, the solar panel thing is a good time, huh?
Right. That's a little bit personal too. That, but yeah, that's another good motivation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like I mentioned earlier, it's good to be optimistic. I try to be optimistic. So I don't like to jinx things, you know, just...
Yeah, I hear you there.
Just let it happen, you know, and...
So staying focused, stay in the moment.
And keeping your sense of humor, you know, mm-hmm. okay? So try to be positive every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some days where it's harder to do that for you, or...?
Yes and no, you know. It depends on the type of day or situation or right there in that moment. If you feel not, how do you say, uncomfortable?
Yeah. Wake up with a headache or something.
Or, you know, just face the facts or just, como se dice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's another today. Like it's in the moment. Like I don't like to think about that. I don't let negativity bring me down. So that's how I see it. I don't worry.
You just ride it out.
I don't worry about some problems that are not even my problem. You know.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
So when you're feeling negative, do you like have to stop and work it out of your system,
yeah,
or you just fight through?
I check myself. You know.
Yeah.
And I trip about it.
What do you do?
Welcome to the club. I talk to myself sometimes.
You talk to yourself to get out of it?
Like, discipline myself and just.
Or you call Mary.
No. Oh, Mary. Mary's always there, but it's my job to, handle your own, problems or whatever. You know? But it's good. It's good to have a lawyer or whatever that can, represent you?
Yeah, advocate in Spanish.
Yeah.
If you flip it around, it's like Spanish for lawyer, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody who stands up for you.
One of those.
Those big words.
When are you going to graduate?
Si Dios quiere, en junio.
Yeah.
Los últimos de junio.
In June.
Se me salió. It's in English.
They're going to have a ceremony and everything?
Excuse me?
They're going to have a ceremony and...
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to definitely celebrate. And also in June, the second week of June, it's my nephew's, it's going to be my nephew's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I already told him, he knows that we're going to celebrate his birthday and my graduation.
Tag team party.
It's my nephew / godson. So,
mm-hmm. How old will he be?
Excuse me?
How old will he be, your nephew?
My nephew, he's 11.
What's that like? You like a role model?
I try to be a good role model to my family.
Yeah.
Or my, yeah. Mostly, try to protect them. You know? They're innocent. And just make sure they enjoyed their childhood. And you know, maybe we, you know, some people don't. I don't know. It's hard growing up, and depending on kind of on what area you like, where you at?
Yeah,
you
know? That's right.
And, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think that's the job of the godparent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be the advocate.
But it's not. Yes, that too.
So now you're an advocate.
You think so? I could be a lot of things, yeah. Like if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you get a job hooked up after you graduate?
Yes, guaranteed.
Nice.
Wow.
But I don't know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about maybe
graduating.
Right now I'm basically thinking about saving a couple bucks so I can go to Semana Santa in San Felipe. I want to go on the how do you say
spring break.
I want to go out and
the sun and the sand and the big trucks with loud motors.
I'm thinking about having a vacation after I get down to with my career. Yeah, because it's coming. I'm thinking about celebrating.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work. It's been a lot of work.
Yes, it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. Very. It's just day by day. You know, every day is different, and that's a good thing because every day you learn something new, or every day is different. That's when if you have a job or whatever, if it's interesting to you, then it's fun, you know.
Well, it shows that you have a lot of dedication.
Yes.
To go through, you know, for all that. It's been how long? About a year of school? Or?
And my medication is a very, very positive, and like, you know, it's very important to take my medication because I don't know my diagnosis, but it's just to get me going through the day. You know, it's very important, my medication that I take. That way I could do enjoy my life or just, you know, be peaceful, very, very peaceful, or be a good citizen.
Does that feel good to be peaceful? Is that where you want to be?
You just want to be happy, huh?
Happy is a very important thing in my life right now, yes. I want to be happy. Yes.
But you really built something for yourself with the help of your friends and the help of the agencies and the help of the school. And
friends, okay. Friends, yes, friends. No, maybe just... can you repeat the question again?
Well, it's... Let me try to figure it out in my head first.
You can ask me anything.
Day by day, you built this thing, and we can call it recovery, we can call it life, we can call it whatever we want, but you built this thing, and you've had some help from some important people.
Even if you don't do something, it's you're still doing something.
Right, so, right. And it's good to keep aware of that, isn't it?
So, yeah, it's a good thing to have production in or try to motivate. No, not motivate.
Dedication. Be productive.
Productive.
I think you nailed it. You're always...
Improve yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, because whatever you're doing, something's happening. So you might as well be improving yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's time. Time is running.
Time flies.
That's a real important thing to kind of stay in touch
time
with.
Time is very valuable if you got things going in the future, so time could be contra ti.
Mm-hmm.
El tiempo puede estar contra ti, against you.
Time's not on your side.
People getting in accidents because they're late for school or to drive their own kids to get them early to school. You know, traffic. You know, so there's a lot of accidents. And time is a very,
Well, and you get wound up because you don't have enough time. You start getting anxious. And
sometimes you got to make your own time, So, time is, I don't like time. I like to make my own time. If I graduate from this career about electrician, my certification, I could be my own boss and work my own schedule. So that's a good thing. So...
And
there's room for improvement, and that's very important. Every day you can improve yourself.
You mentioned I'm going to kind of shift a little bit. You mentioned you like reading. What do you like to read?
Read?
Mm-hmm.
History?
Yeah.
Wow.
Any particular part of history?
History?
Yeah.
The Great Depression.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
weirdly enough, that's our theme this year. Theme for your reading.
Prohibition.
Legalize
it.
Interesting times. They were interesting times.
Yeah. So, I don't like to think about the world. I don't know.
Just so you're reading
on myself. You know,
well, your reading's kind of focused on helping you learn stuff. It sounds like it's like.
You know.
Not like.
I try to improve my vocabulary or my education, to try to be professional. So. I don't know.
When you get there, let me know what it looks like.
I don't like
better.
Bilingual is being hard.
Bilingual is very hard.
Yeah.
But it's also a weapon.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes get stuck too because I speak English, but what's in my head is in Spanish. And sometimes
me too.
I get tongue tied.
Yes.
So it's
sometimes hard to express yourself.
Your mouth is... saying, talking in English and your head is thinking Spanish, or your head is thinking English and trying to speak Spanish.
Yeah, okay, self-disclosure. For me, my head speaks really well English, and sometimes, and it's really my heart that speaks
Spanish.
Right,
and my heart, bilingual too, that's
I'm not bilingual, but my heart speaks Spanish, so sometimes when I'm talking about emotions or passion or feelings, it's Spanish, man. It's just, the feeling is like so much richer in Spanish.
You think so?
Para mí.
So you like everything about the Spanish culture, or you like?
I came here by choice. Okay, I wasn't born here. I'm here because this place called to me somehow. So yeah, I guess so. Huh?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So now he's not a native Imperial Valleyite, but
he's a Chicano. No, he's a Chicano.
He's a
part Mexican to me. He's like,
yeah.
you
it's
know,
it's a family you can marry into.
You're right, my man. I wasn't gonna try to say anything, but you like Latinas, you like Spanish women.
No, I'm married, so
you're
it's
married.
Over.
No, it's over.
It's singular.
No, it's just a question, you know, like.
It's a really. Remember what you were doing earlier? It's a really personal question.
You're confidential. I'm not gonna try to put you on the spot, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm married.
I felt the interview shifting in the wrong direction.
That's cool. Okay.
So it sounds like some, you know, let's kind of go back. It sounds like really important for you to really stay focused on the moment.
To be
positive, to be productive, to not let time slip away, to spend every moment developing yourself
and
growing.
And you like to learn.
Yeah.
Yes. Education is a very huge part in my life, and I try to bury myself. If I could read books or whatever, you know, just by looking at the book and reading the title or maybe reading what's on the back, that's all you gotta know maybe. But if you really gotta read it, you gotta concentrate very. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate, but you're gonna like something if you try to do things that you like to do. You know,
it's almost like if you have to concentrate, it's probably a good thing, huh? Like, okay, I need to work to get this.
Yes, you gotta earn what you have. Yes. Now, be codependent. It's very bad to be codependent. Mm-hmm. So, not to be manipulated or I don't try to be that the negative person, the negative guy. You know, I like to be positive. You know, so. But positive is nothing without the negative, you know.
Well, you're
right there. That's DC.
Mm-hmm. Well, your positive current. Your positive attitude has helped you a lot. I mean, you're gonna graduate.
Yes. Sometimes I'm not thinking about the graduation is there. I'm thinking more like
today. Right now,
like
today.
Today,
being
and
happy,
and then try to work for the future. You know. So, yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Thanks.
I'm enjoying right here, right now.
I've never been
in a radio station before, so
well, now it's the first one. Now you have two of them.
We can talk about anything. What do you want to talk about, Martin?
It's your second time here now.
Yeah, it's your second time.
Second time? Okay. So I'm the guest. Okay. I know. But thank you for having me. Okay, yeah.
Well, thank you.
But also, in the before time runs out, I like to advertise my schooling, the electrical.
Mm-hmm.
It's Polytechnic Institute of Electrical Solar Panel Installations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thing, but it's try to get in. There's classes in IVC.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be a lot of work in the construction when the economy picks up in the summer.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be jobs, you know. So in a way, it's I'm not thinking about the 1940s. In a way, I think it was planned with the economy, you know, the recession, all that. You know, good things come to us away, you know. But you like it was. I think it was. It's part of the plan. So it's good that we are so advanced. Like it's not the 1940s. It's in okay. Like you know, I don't know. Maybe I assume too much, but the economy was.
So you're in the right place in time because they're going to start putting all this energy and money and time into solar.
Yes, when I graduate, there's going to be jobs available, so there's going to be a guaranteed job when I graduate.
Wow.
Who'd have thought? I mean, it's not like it's ever sunny here.
I know. It's a lot.
About time somebody figured this out.
Okay.
Free energy, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great, man. Wonderful that you're going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming
aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, and also, Mary, you want to advertise what you...
Sure. Give Mary an advertisement.
Everybody. If you're hearing us, be part of the change.
You'd be good to share the mic.
Yeah, as we said before, we're with the MHSA Adult Dual Diagnosis. If anybody wants any more information or thinks they might be interested in the program, they can contact us at 760-336-8573. And we can provide more information and connect to the program.
Will they get a free prize if they told you Mary sent you?
Counseling is good if you use it in a personal level.
You're living proof. You are living proof of that one.
You too, Scott.
I work hard too, man.
Everybody, you know, there's no I in team. It's teamwork.
Oh, that's right. Good.
All right, okay. And thanks for coming aboard today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
and
me.
Thank you all for listening today. Join us next week. We'll have another show for you. Let's talk about it.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.